This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. state of Georgia officials have begun counting the final votes related to the country's turbulent 2020 election season. Polls closed in the southern state for two critical U.S. Senate seats that will determine which party has the majority and, in turn, the fate of President-elect Joe Biden's legislative agenda. The two Senate runoff elections on Tuesday are leftovers from the November election when none of the candidates hit the 50% threshold. The leader of the Proud Boys has been banned from Washington, D.C. That is a far-right extremist group. Enrique Tarrio was arrested on Monday for destruction of property and possession of a firearm magazine. He was released on bail Tuesday and ordered to stay away from the city. Police also made two arrests as protesters aiming to support President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election gathered in the city. The protests began Tuesday and were expected to swell to thousands of people as Congress certifies President-elect Biden's win on Wednesday. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Wisconsin have cleared a white police officer in the August 23rd shooting of Jacob Blake in the city of Kenosha. Blake, who is black, was shot four times at close range in an incident that touched off deadly street protests in the U.S. Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely made the announcement.
It is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
Officials said there was a knife inside Blake's car, and Gravely said the officer had the right to self-defense. This is VOA News.